Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
Happy Friday. It's a beautiful day here on Friday, for sure Friday. who are you and what are you doing here?
I am Marcus Emmons and I am the custodian at the Garland County Library.
Oh, how long have you been here?
I've been here since January. I clean all of the things.
So now you know all of our secrets.
I do, yours especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been coming to the library before this.
Though. Oh, yes.
Like, and I see your family and your kids are here all the time. Is there something that, or like a place that you've found in the library working here on the other side, you know, on the non-patron side that was like, oh, this is neat or weird or...
Oh, well, my favorite is a mechanical room that doesn't have anything interesting in it, but it has a door that says danger. And I just like that.
Yeah. It's almost like a challenge.
And as long as you leave it closed, you have no idea. It could be really dangerous on the other side.
Yeah.
So I usually leave it closed.
Yeah.
Because when I open it up, it's a disappointment.
Yeah. But is it dirty in there?
It's not great, but it's also not used
much. Yeah,
it's
that's
a
true.
Storage room.
It's Schrodinger's danger room.
It's dangerous, yes. As long as you don't open it.
It's dangerous.
But as soon as you do, you're dead.
Well, we talked about the remodel, like, really early in this podcast.
We've mentioned it several times.
Yeah. And if you don't know, we're remodeling and we're going up. We're moving up.
Yeah.
Same building. Are you excited for that? Are you, like...
I am. Honestly, there's a few changes that are going to be made that will directly affect me and my job. My favorite one is that we're getting rid of the carpet and just having concrete floors, which are so much better for our breathing. It's easier to keep clean. It's a nerdy thing to be excited about, but I'm excited about it.
No, I get it. Yeah. I like whenever we replace the entryway, just that one little strip, you know? Everybody's like, oh yeah, we gotta just keep that going. And then, but now we're just gonna remodel everything, which is even better.
I wish it was like the floor in the children's, you know, in front of the funhouse mirror.
Oh yeah, with the squishy tiles.
All of it was squishy tiles.
All of it was squishy tiles.
Yeah. Or light up like dance floors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we have some of that?
If I You're am able this. To do that, okay. I will do it.
Okay. Although, is it harder to like clean and stuff? Is the squishy tiles?
The squishy tiles, actually, yeah, because they're oddly bumpy when you get down to it, and they hold dirt. I had to scrub them out with rubbing alcohol just to get them clean the first time.
Oh.
Yeah. There's some cool stuff, though, and like you mentioned it before, and you're like, I don't know if anyone's interested, but I was super interested. So what? You had a camp here for workers.
Yes.
What was it called? I remember the stickers.
Okay, the cleaning camp.
Cleaning
yes.
camp.
And we had just some... We had a system of four cleaning buckets so that you can decide what job you need to go clean up and just grab the bucket and have all the tools ready. And that was really nice. And one of the things that we introduced in that bucket system was a spray bottle of soap and water, which is not something that we actually use a lot. And it's really good for almost everything. So we've been using a lot more soap here instead of the detergents we were using before.
And see, that's what, like, I consider myself pretty good, you know, at, like, cleaning stuff or, like, you know, being very, like, germophobic.
I've been to your house. It's pretty clean.
Well, his house is, but not his desk.
Well, my desk is, like, a structured chaos.
Yeah,
like,
there. It has its function.
But I
cleaned your desk.
Didn't know the difference between soap and detergent. Like, I just thought they were interchangeable. And now, like, the second I had a cleaning camp, I went home and I was like, this whole place is dirty. So what's the difference?
Okay, yeah. So soap, of course, has been used for millennia to clean things. And it works by grabbing soils in a nice warm hug and hanging on to them. And then you rinse the soap away and the soil goes right along with it. The detergent is actually a little bit meaner. It pushes soils away. Yeah. Get away from me. I don't like you because I'm detergent and you are dirt. That's what detergent does, which isn't very friendly on the one hand.
Yeah.
But it is still a very effective cleaning. Most everything that you need to do, yes, you can do it with detergent if you can also do it with soap. But the detergent works by basically laying down a layer of detergent onto the surface you're cleaning, which pushes the dirt away. But now you're left with the detergent still there on the surface. So I just prefer soap because soap has to go away.
Detergent's like procrastinating cleaning.
Yeah.
Like you still have to clean it up later because you just push it off to the side.
But it is a lot easier because with soap, you're basically having to do everything twice because you have to wash it and then rinse it. Whereas detergent, you just spray it on and wipe it right off. Except you don't wipe off the detergent because it stays on the surface.
So. And that's not good for stuff like our kids' toys that often find their way into children's mouths.
Right. It's one of the weird things about a lot of cleaning products is that they don't have an ingredients list. Oftentimes, not even on their website. They're just not required to divulge it. Now, I mean, there have been tests, and it you know, a detergent will keep it within low enough toxicity levels that you're totally fine. You know, but there's not a lot of research on what does this do when you mix it with other things. You know, what are all of the different weird chemicals that we're absorbing into our body through our skin?
Especially mustard gas.
Yeah, I did that once. That was not anymore. We don't do that here, and not at the library. It was at home years ago. I'm better now. But so I just anywhere that I can. Look at a way to reduce the amount of unknown chemicals that we are bringing into our body through our skin for most of us. Although if you're under the age of 4, it may be through grabbing a public toy and sticking it into your mouth. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. But it's been done.
That and dog ear pages. Don't do it.
Oh, yes. No.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
I like how this goes right along with, we talked to Butch a couple weeks ago about, you know, doing all natural gardening and letting things get seed. And I like how this kind of goes along with it. Back to loosely, this goes along with it and maybe a way that we're thinking about things.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I felt like it was always like in the past before you, it was just kind of out of sight, out of mind, where like I just trusted that things were clean.
Yeah, well, we also hired out, you know, we brought it in-house, which is great,
mm-hmm.
You know, but now we've able to customize the way that we're cleaning, you know, you have. But I like the mentality, I guess, that we're going for with it. It's, you know, it might be a little more work, but it's better.
Yeah.
Same with the garden, with the, you know, we could just put in all these plants that are going to do great over winter, but they're not naturals, you know?
Seed your plants and plant them already. Same with like, we could just have detergents and just kind of forget about it. Or we could do things the right way and like as close to natural as we can without chemicals and without like, you know, paying for all that.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. I've actually learned a lot about this stuff since I began, just because I'm curious about what I do. And so one of the things I learned that was that, you know, soap was the product that was used forever, basically until after World War II, when we needed to develop some new products to help us with our supply chain issues. Basically, we were using everything for the war effort. And so we had to find other ways to do things. That's when we got detergent. That's also when we got, like, you know, synthetic fertilizers and things, which are mostly being used for explosives. But that's a rabbit trail. I like thinking that the things that I am using, they have not been manipulated much since they came out of the earth, and they're safe to go back into the earth. Because we all got to live here.
Yeah.
All right.
I love how Marcus is like, the terms that he uses. It's like, soap gives, you know, dirt a hug.
Right.
And detergent just kind of repels it away. Meanwhile, if you go to the store, it's like, this soap exterminates, or this, you know, this kills germs. Like,
obviously listen to me instead of them. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sell you.
I do feel a little calmer.
I know.
About it,
it's
you know.
Like, this product, like, firing squads, germs.
No. Like, germs have their place. Their place is just outside of the library.
Marcus is just like, soap gives it a hug. I mean, you can just, I'm in the trash bag, and gives that a hug.
Right, you shoot it out.
Yeah. You know what we should have, though, too, next, is that, like, I've seen it in, like, newer houses, or I guess, like, fancy houses. Let's say fancy. The vacuums in the walls.
Ooh. Yeah, like at the barbershop?
Yeah. Like, that'd be pretty fun.
So
just,
like,
a shop vac.
Yeah.
I've seen them in vans, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
it would just
that's
be kinda,
a great idea.
I don't know.
Maybe in the bookmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that.
And this goes, we always try to say, you know, like, be kind and be courteous to all of our staff. And this goes, this goes for Marcus as well. Pick up after yourself. Please don't make a mess.
Or lick the toys, please.
Yeah. Or don't lick, don't lick toys. What else? What else you got?
Well, I just really enjoy making sure that everybody is going to have a nice experience when they come to the library. You know, I grew up a library kid, always loved it, you know, when it was finally library day and I got to go pick out my own books. And I mostly think about the children for this because I have three of my own. But I like knowing that when they come, things are going to be pleasant. Things are going to be clean. Not everywhere is like that. And I feel like libraries, schools, they should be, you know, the most welcoming and inviting places that we have.
Oftentimes we're the safe haven for them. I love that.
I do too.
Well, you're doing a great job making it clean and welcoming.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see Marcus around, please stop and say hi. He loves to greet, meet new people.
Absolutely.
And talk. And so,
Anything else? Marcus, what's your second favorite color?
My second favorite color is probably red.
Oh, you're wearing a red shirt today.
I am.
He could be wearing any color shirt.
You would never know. I have a wardrobe made for radio.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Any color shirt on Friday.
Yeah, any color shirt on Friday. So don't expect him to wear a red shirt on Friday if you come in. But he might.
I might still be wearing this one.
Okay.
Thank you for doing this with us.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
Maybe we'll have to do this again. Next time you have to learn a difference between some kind of, you know, cleaning this or that, you could come explain it again.
Sure. Or we could talk about house plants to take toxins out of the air.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. All right. That's our next one. To be continued.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.